Hi there, it's Barry here from Turning the Page, where I write and give out content that is help that's there to help you with your mental health and faith. You know, it was like an overflowing river of complaints. It took her like an hour to express all her problems and pains to me. Yeah, she had not been listened to for some time, and all the fear, anger, sadness, frustration, and just plain tiredness had to be released. I think she thought that I may have had some sort of magic prayer wand that could be waved and all the problems would disappear. Instead, I suggested that we together break it down before she had a breakdown. Then I told her a Bible story, and it's a story of David and Goliath. And, you know, when I was a kid, I often thought of Goliath as being some huge giant, like out of a, you know, fairy tale, you know, stories high. But actually, he's just a very big man. But you can read the whole story in the Bible, but it's a story of a little guy taking on a bully. And when we look further into the story, you know, we can glean some ideas of how to handle stress. And I like to write with a little formula. It's called ABT. It's and, but, therefore. And when we look at stressful situations, there are a lot of ands. This problem and that problem, and then this situation, then that issue, and of course this crisis, and then that situation. Lots and lots of ands. And the story of David and Goliath is full of ands. There was a fearful king and a large hostile army facing the Israelites, and an incredible Hulk kind of warrior facing them, and no one brave enough to fight, and dismay and terror. Do you see how all those ands add up? They just keep on adding and adding and adding until we lose sight of the individual components. It all adds to being one huge problem. But, the ABT, but there was a young teenage boy, David, visiting his brothers. But he had trained himself to kill lions and bears. But he knew how to handle a slingshot. But he knew how to pick the perfect stones for aerodynamic accuracy. But he knew where the weak spot was that would kill. But he knew his God. But he knew how to break down any overwhelming problem into its constituent parts and to take action. But he was dismissed as being too young. Look, for every problem that feels overwhelming, there is a but. Therefore, the ABT, therefore, it's time to take action. Therefore, David fell back on the confidence and faith that he had developed when facing lions and bears. Therefore, David rejected the offer of the king's armor and weapons. Therefore, David chose 5 smooth stones. Therefore, he prayed. Therefore, he narrowed his focused aim for the perfect headshot. Therefore, he overcame. David went in the strength that he had, much like Gideon was called to do, and we talked about in our previous podcast. You see, much of the stress that we face can feel overwhelming, like a Goliath, but it can be broken down into smaller and smaller components. At times, we need to get quite pragmatic about our lives. What is in my control and what is not? What I can do and what others need to do, what I'm responsible for and what I'm not responsible for. And when we break down the problem into manageable chunks, we can then tackle each part of the problem in bite-sized pieces. As they say, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. So what is your Goliath? What taunts you? Is there something that seems overwhelming and huge that you are facing? Does it feel too big for you to cope with? Break it down before it breaks you down. Mental health is learning how to be pragmatic and to break problems down, to break down problems before they break you down. Here's some quotes to consider. A goal without a plan is just a wish. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. The way to get good ideas is to get lots of ideas and throw the bad ones away. Linus Pauling. Before you get anything else, get organized. It will always save you time and trouble and unnecessary anger. Some questions to answer. Thinking of a situation you are facing, what are its parts? 2. What is a Goliath to you? 3. What are the buts in your life that you can strengthen yourself in? Hey, I hope you found this helpful. And if you'd like to send me an email, I always love to hear from my listeners and my readers. It's barry@turningthepage.co.nz. Or you can come over to the website and just use the contact form there. And just a big shout out and a big thank you to my supporters, particularly my Patreon supporters that sponsor this podcast every week. Hey, hope you found this helpful, and just remember to break things down before they break you down.